Would you have been running first?
Yeah.
How's that sounding?
Welcome to Interlochen Public Radio's Studio A, featuring intimate performances and conversations in IPR's renowned production studio with some of the world's finest musical artists. Join us next for a behind-the-scenes glimpse into the lives of these extraordinary performers. Harpist Joan Holland is in Interlochen Public Radio's Studio A today. Welcome, Joan, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Nancy. My pleasure.
Where do you find inspiration for making music?
Well, in the music itself, I think it's pretty wondrous how it can impact a listener in so many ways, you know. Emotionally, joy or sadness or great fun. So I would have to say largely from music. I also think just life itself, you know. We do have a family. My husband David is a violist and we have two children. So all the things we've done with our family through the years, nature maybe. Visual art.
You have a very full plate teaching harp at the Interlochen Arts Academy. Just returned to town from teaching at the University of Michigan. You're, of course, a performing artist. It's an intense course, Joan, and I'm curious, and I know a lot of people would be curious, where does the drive to keep going come from, or where does your stamina come from?
Those are really good questions. I don't know. I'm driven to teach. I don't want to quit. I don't know if someone's ever supposed to feel like they've arrived, but as each new person comes into the studio, it just opens up another whole world of how to go about it. And it's not even so much about making sure they play the harp really well, which of course it is, but it's also about finding out who they are through their instrument and helping them develop that freedom of performance and confidence. So that's just some sort of drive that's still really inside me. I do get tired. I mean, I would say probably one of the hardest things is finding good practice time. It's tricky to do that. But I am really grateful for this, for all these opportunities. I love being part of Interlochen, and it's an amazing place from not only the arts areas and the academic areas, but everything that's kind of behind it, you know, administration, maintenance. I adore maintenance. I mean, we just can't do any of this without the whole community. So I love that too.
What brought you to the harp? Did you always know that's what you wanted to play, or was there a series of events that brought you to your choice of the harp?
I always thought maybe I wanted to study organ. I knew I was really interested in keyboard music, and I started taking piano lessons at the preparatory department of Eastman. And at that time, Lyon and Healy, who is a big manufacturer of harps, was paying the teacher there, Eileen Malone, to give kids free lessons for 1 year. All we had to do was pay rent for this little troubadour harp, which is a harp with no pedals, just little levers. And we had to share it, so we only had it for half the week. And that's how I got started, and it caught me.
What do you think is the common perception of the harp for most people? And building on that, what do you wish people knew?
Well, I think people often think of those glissandos where you just strum the string and the whole instrument vibrates. And it's pretty, I hate to use this word, but organic. In fact, if you're outside and the wind goes through the strings, the whole instrument starts ringing. It's very beautiful. I think people really do think of that. I think people think of what you'd call arpeggios, which is where you take a chord and play it note by note all up and down the instrument. I want people to realize we are also capable of playing melodies and lots of great rhythm.
The harp is not something many of us get to see or find out about up close. And can you give a demonstration of some of what's possible on your instrument and show some of the versatility you've been talking about?
There are many sound effects that the harp can make. Carlos Salcedo was very interested in using all those different effects. This piece, Scintillation, demonstrates several of those.
An excerpt from Scintillation by Carlos Salcedo. Joan Holland showing us the versatility and special techniques that are employed by the harp in that piece by Salcedo, 20th century composer, and the Debussy.
Debussy, everyone knows, Clair de Lune. It's from the Suite Bergamasque, and I think Debussy's music really works well on the harp because the harp is so resonant. You know, it's a hollow instrument, but it has a large sounding board. So all of his beautiful colors and tones and sonorities, I feel, work really well on the harp. Thank you.
Claire de Lune from The Sweet Bergamasque by Claude Debussy. Joan, thank you so much for coming to Studio A here at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Studio A. Today's program was engineered by Michael Culler. Interlochen Public Radio's Studio A is produced by Meg Gruitz. This is Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.